Morning Ireland, 8:15, and as you heard in the bulletin, there's been no let-up in the strikes between Israel and Iran overnight. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu has called for regime change in Iran. In Washington, President Trump says he'll take 2 weeks to decide whether to join Israel with the USA's bunker-busting bombs. And later today, foreign ministers from France, Germany and the United Kingdom will meet the Iranian foreign minister in Geneva. So 1 week on, where is this conflict going? Eran Etzion is formerly deputy head of the National Security Council in Israel and he's on the line now. Eran Etzion, what's your assessment of this 1 week on?
Good morning. Well, the first thing that needs to be said and is being said, I think, by every watcher of this, is that the depth and breadth of the Israeli military intelligence achievement is quite astonishing. It exceeds the expectations of pretty much every actor in the arena, including probably the Israelis themselves. The planning and the execution was superb, and apparently the Iranian ability to withstand such a surprise attack was overrated or overestimated. And perhaps it's a testament to deeper weaknesses in the regime. So that's the first surprise. The second one actually is the stand or the position that the Europeans and the G7 countries took, which is much more supportive than could have been expected, given the fact that Israel was not attacked and this was an initiated war, a war of choice by Israel. The third is the fact that Russia, so far, is pretty much idle. We'll see about that in the future. They might be kind of lured into this, at least diplomatically. We'll see about that. And then there is the American position. One cannot call any American position these days a surprise because Trump is so volatile, unexpected, and so on. Nevertheless, the fact that an American president, 6 months after his coming into office, is actually considering yet another adventure in the Middle East under the title of a regime change, or not, and without credible intelligence, according to his own intelligence apparatus, and without America being attacked, is quite a surprise.
And a week ago, Israel started to attack Iran, claiming that they were imminently about to have a nuclear bomb. Most experts don't believe that threat was imminent. And the calculation for President Donald Trump in Washington with a divided MAGA base is whether a bunker-busting bomb would actually destroy that nuclear underground site at Fordo.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype about that, and I advise not to belabor this point. Not that it's not important, obviously, but I don't belong to the ones that think that destroying Fordo will end this war. It will be significant, but it won't even end the Iranian nuclear project. There are multiple questions regarding where exactly the enriched material, where it actually is, whether it is still in Fordo or elsewhere, what kind of other capabilities, declared or non-declared, they have elsewhere in this giant terrain, which is Iran. And as long as they have the intentions, and if they will make the decision to dash to a bomb, they will probably be able to do it even without Fordo. So it is important, but I don't think it will be kind of a decisive blow that will end the war. That's number one. And number two, the whole issue of the regime change, which, as you mentioned, is kind of creeping into the discussion, possibly into the planning. That's also a very dubious project, as we have seen in many other cases in Iran, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya. I'm skeptical about even the possibility of toppling the regime in kind of a short order of time. And quote-unquote in an orderly manner, and even more skeptical about the possibility of actually installing a friendlier regime. People speak about the regime change as if it is guaranteed somehow that the new regime will be more friendly, pro-Western democratic will abandon any nuclear ambitions. And there's absolutely no guarantee for that.
Mm-hmm.
So as is often the case with wars and unintended consequences and so on, we're in the midst of this, or perhaps just in the beginning. It could drag on for a considerable amount of time. We could witness a low probability scenario of a regime collapse or a regime surrender via negotiations and simply accepting, not simply, but accepting the American and Israeli demands, abandoning any nuclear program in exchange for regime survival. Or we could see a war of attrition, which will drag on and on for weeks, for months, in a way which is extremely damaging from an Israeli perspective.
And what do you assess as the chances of diplomacy working to avert that? The foreign ministers meeting at the Iranian foreign minister in Geneva today, Russia's offer to mediate. Can diplomacy still work? And you seem sceptical as to whether you believe the Ayatollah Khomeini will agree to voluntarily give up Iran's nuclear program in order for his regime to survive.
I am sceptical about that. I'm not skeptical overall about diplomacy. I think ultimately it should and can be resolved diplomatically, even now, and if not now, perhaps later. But it will take a lot of creativity, a lot of pressure, especially, well, I on both sides, I guess. Iran should be made to change its positions and kind of admit that after the war, or because of the damages that it already incurred, it will need to adapt its positions and cannot simply renew negotiations from the point that they ended. So far, there's no evidence of that, but perhaps they will come to their senses, if you want. And probably President Trump will need to abandon its hardline position for total annihilation of the nuclear program and the missiles program and so on. So it may take more time, but I think both the desirable and perhaps probable outcome of this is some sort of a diplomatic resolution. It's a question of time and pain and pressures.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That's Aaron Etzion, former deputy head of Israel's National Security Council. It's 23 minutes past 8.